Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah. Time to chat with Therese Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL Insider, brought to you by Aristocrat Motors, Kansas City's home for luxury automobiles for over 50 years.
All right, Therese, we've been ready for this game since Sunday. Is it time the Chiefs finally get the monkey of New England off their back this week?
I think you're right, Bob. We've definitely been looking forward to this game since Sunday, probably before that, though, because you and I have kind of been in lockstep on, like, what this season is about and, like, what really matters, and that's what January. And a team they're going to have to, like, the Super Bowl typically goes through New England. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, this is going to be, like, the first kind of game where, you know, in retrospect, Baltimore was too, and so was the Texans game. But this is a game where we know the Chiefs are going to go to the Super Bowl. They'll probably face New England. So, here's the deal. I'm not that worried about facing Belichick in the regular season at the moment right now. I think the Chiefs have a lot to gain from winning this game and, like, not as much to lose. Here's the deal. You want to see him play well. You want to see him put up a number offensively against the league's best defense. Like, you want to see that. But you also have to understand that New England will be playing its optimal football style in January. So a win helps you kind of close that gap and maybe put you in a position to, you know, earn one of those top two seeds if New England get one more loss along the way. But you also know, hey, when it comes down to it, it's the Chiefs who are going to have to also be playing their very best football when the calendar turns.
Talking with Therese Paylor here on 610 Sports Radio, are you buying into what New England is talking about this week and what everybody else seemingly is talking about this week? Tom and the Pats are done and we're throwing dirt on top of them. Are you buying into any of that at all?
I don't know how you can. Here's the deal. I mean, don't we give people, certain people and certain things in our lives, the benefit of the doubt? I think in the NFL, like, the literal definition of benefit of the doubt should be Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, right? They've just accomplished so much. And here's the thing. I watch a lot of football, hours and hours. And I focused on this in my latest edition of Therese's Tape. I hope everybody goes to Yahoo Sports or at least go to my Twitter to check that out. You know, they're missing one receiver. And if they can get one more receiving threat, that's going to change the complexion of their offense. Because Edelman's good, Sanu's good, James White is good, but they're missing Gronkowski. They don't have the killer tight end. And if one of those young receivers they have, Jacoby Myers, N'Keal Harry, even Philip Dorsett, if one of those guys starts playing really well, that's going to change the dynamic of their offense because, guys, Brady doesn't suck. Like, it's not really him. It's their inability to get linked up with that third receiver. And if that gets together, his arm's still strong. He still seems pretty sharp. Like, Brady's one of those guys where he's got to show you he's done. You can't predict it. He's earned that respect.
It doesn't sound like that's that far away, though. Therese, I mean, I know you're like late in the season, but I mean, there could be worse problems, right? I mean, having one guy step up to fill other parts seemingly offensively doesn't seem like the sky is falling and that would be that far away from the Patriots.
Yeah, that's basically what I'm saying. Yeah. I don't think that it's over for those guys, and I'm just not going to subscribe to it, right? I know some people want it to be true. I know some people are hoping for it to be true, and I don't blame you. Like, a lot of people are tired of the New England Patriots. But, again, you know, I just watch a lot of football. I just don't think that's the case. Now, can they lose in the playoffs if this doesn't get squared away? Absolutely. Like, that can happen. But their defense is really good. And if they get one more receiving option, through free agency or where young guys stepping up, that's going to change the complexion of this offense. So it's kind of a coin flip. You know, we'll see. But to assume that they can't get there over the course of the next month, I just can't go there.
You say, Therese, their defense is really good, but yet when they play Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, they didn't show that they were good. They look good against rum-dum quarterbacks, you know, that they played earlier in the year. I find Pat in that same category, obviously, as Lamar and Deshaun Watson. Can that defense play well enough to stop Patrick Mahomes? Because they didn't to stop the other two stars in this league.
Well, here's what I'll tell you. The Ravens give everybody problems when they face them in general, just because their run game is so multiple, and what they can do with leaving the unblocked end and how they punish you for that because of Lamar's brilliance, like no other team can do. It'd be interesting to see what happens when teams face them a second time, because then they like know and they've seen it. Because this is an upgraded version of Lamar from last year, because he is consistently winning in the pocket with throws between the numbers and play action. And it's a really difficult offense to stop. You know, the Texans deal, you know, Watson's a guy who's capable of hurting you when he's feeling it. So, I mean, those are two great quarterbacks, Bob, you know. And great quarterbacks in this offense happy NFL can hurt you. And obviously Patrick Mahomes is in that mix. So I don't think that means that the Chiefs can't go up there and win. In fact, I think I'm going to pick them to go there and win, because this is a game that means a lot to them. They kind of need to win out to have a shot to get that first round bye, right? I think we can all agree that's probably important with the number of injuries they've had. I also know that the Patriots probably need that bye too, and they probably need home field advantage to make, you know, to get to the Super Bowl, just because of the offensive struggles they had. So, you know, this is the ultimate coin flip game, guys. You know, we'll see. Can Mahomes go in there and light it up? Sure. The good news is that he's got Tyreek Hill, and I think that's an important factor. But it's good. The Patriots will probably take him away.
Yeah.
It's up to the other guys, the other skill position players, to step up for Patrick Mahomes and win.
Well, who is that going to be? Because they've eliminated Hill. They've eliminated Kelce in the past. I think Hill's the only true guy that you can rely on that offense, game in and game out, play in and play out. So if Hill and Kelce get eliminated like we've seen in the past, will the Chiefs win this football game? And who steps up?
I'll say this, man. Mecole Hardman has a type of game-breaking speed that can give them problems. But you know, he's kind of got a little bit of the same deal that you know, the Patriots' young receivers have. Like, him and Mahomes have to get on the same page when it matters against, like, a really good team, you know. He's really shown flash. I think he's going to be really good. You know, I've called him young Jeremy Maclin. That still applies, man. I think that's who he is. I think he's going to be really good. We're going to see it next year. I think Hardman's going to have a really nice season next year. But the quicker he gets it this year, the better off this team will be. And he does possess the type of speed in zone busting capability, in man busting capability, which is what the Patriots typically play, that can give them problems. So it's going to take guys like him, DeMarcus Robinson, like winning their individual matchups and playing well for Patrick. And they've also, I think it would help to establish the run game. And in lieu of that, also, you know, can they catch passes? Can they make guys miss out of the backfield? That type of deal. If the Chiefs win, it'd be because these secondary type guys at the skill position make plays.
Therese Paylor, Yahoo Sports, our 610 Sports Radio NFL insider, joining us. What do you make of the Chiefs' run game?
Yeah, not crazy about how sometimes when it's third and one or fourth and one, they can't get it. I think January showed that you got to win. Like, it turned into a smash mouth game when the calendar turned. So the Chiefs' inability to consistently win the line of scrimmage is a concern to me. I do think you have to develop the run game. I think they need to continue to develop it and then just work with what works for them. You know, pin and pulls, you know, zone stuff, things that allow running back to break outside or cut back against the grain. You take advantage of the line's athleticism. I think that stuff can work. But, you know, is it the league's best ground game? No. Could it be better? Yeah. Would it be better with a better offensive line? Yeah. With a better offensive line, the Chiefs' offense would be running the football. The Chiefs offense would average more points per game. But it's a pretty good group pass blocking, especially when you got Fisher at left tackle. And that, it's a good line, but they could be better in short yardage situations.
Therese, moving on to some of the other things going on in the NFL. Obviously, Ron Rivera gets the axe the other day. Where will he end up next year?
It's hard to say right now. I do think he'll end up somewhere. He's so respected as a head coach, as a man. He's had a lot of success in Carolina. Led him to a Super Bowl. A lot of winning seasons. He's a good coach and a good man. There's always a place in football for that. I think a team looking for someone to come in and kind of like establish a culture that needs that, doesn't that be a good thing? I think places where it's just kind of a mess, they'd be better off of hiring Ron Rivera, right? So Washington, like, get rid of Bruce Allen, let Ron Rivera come in. We know that's a critical market. Let him come in. He'll charm people. It'll change the discussion about your football team. Cleveland. You know, there's always some mess happening in Cleveland. Ron Rivera is a professional. A place like that. You know, he can come in, he'll charm the media. There's a lot of media there in Cleveland, and it turns critical pretty quickly because of the history of losing. That'll change the conversation about that team, and he'll give you a professional effort every Sunday. Will these teams be looking for a defensive guy? I don't know, but to me, I'd be if I'm a place in need of a culture change, I think Ron Rivera is a pretty good place to start.
Who else is going to be looking for a new head coach here in the next couple of weeks?
Well, Dan Quinn and the Falcons. That's going to be rough. I think we know that the Dallas Cowboys have underachieved. Mm-hmm. We've got everybody down there talking about replacing Jason Garrett. So, that's something to keep an eye on. Freddie Kitchen in Cleveland, very talented roster. The offensive line is flawed, but he's probably going to have to fall on the sword for that roster, for their general lack of success. Pat Shurmur,
yep,
in New York, things are kind of setting up for him to kind of be out of here, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
So, it'd be interesting to see kind of how all this ends up. I will tell you a coordinator that I've spoken to that gives me head coaching vibes, not unlike Matt Nagy, right? Kevin Stefanski in Minnesota kind of has a good personal way about him and charm, and I really like his offense. And his offense, the Kyle Shanahan zone run, play action stuff, right, Gary Kubiak stuff, that's coming back to the NFL, guys. If I were the Lions, I'm bringing up my Lions, but, a team kind of that's searching for, like, an offensive guy, a young offensive guru, the next McVay or Shanahan, I would take a hard look at Stefanski. I'm really high on him. I think he's going to be a really good head coach.
What about Eric Bieniemy? Do you think this is the year he gets a head job?
I do. I think that there's certainly a pretty good chance. The Chiefs offense it wasn't as good as it was last year, but it's good. And Bieniemy has done this for a long time, and he's got a deep attention to detail, and guys play hard for him. So I think he'll be in the mix for some jobs. It's always hard to predict whether or not he'll get them, to be honest, because like last year, he should have gotten the Cincinnati job. So I'm hesitant to say for sure that, he's going to get a job because you just never know with this stuff. But, I do think he's done some things to kind of personally improve his approach in press conferences, trying to look and sound and give, head coach-like answers. And I think that obviously he's been around the game for a long time and he's learned some stuff from Andy. So, we'll see what ends up happening there. But it is hard to say that he'll 100% get something because he should have got the Cincy gig last year and he didn't get hired. So you kind of never know with these things.
Better off not getting the Cincy gig?
That's hilarious. Well, guys, here's the deal. Being a head coach in this league pays a whole lot of money, baby. And there's a lot more than an offensive coordinator. So you know, it's kind of hard to say. You know, I know you were joking. I get it. I'm just answering. I'm going to be the straight man on this.
Sure.
You know, being a head coach is that's life-changing money, guys. And if you can just hold on to the job for 3 years, you know, you're kind of good no matter what happens.
No doubt.
Honestly, 2 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Terez, we appreciate it as always.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
You got it, my man. Take care. Terez Paylor of Yahoo Sports with us here on 610 Sports Radio.
Fesco in the morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.